Give me a Hank Thompson. Some rinky-tink piano and some barroom music.
I hear the sound calling me.
The volume of Detroit radio may be measured in both sound and numbers. Depending on how one counts, the United States' fifth largest broadcast market is home to anywhere from 30 to 60 radio signals, each one fighting for its slice of the audience pie.
Bill Scott here with the Pistons score.
Give us a call on the WWJ Newsline.
I'm J.P. McCarthy.
Hi, this is Vic Kirkland.
Yes, it is.
Greg St. James is my name. Hope you're doing all right.
You're listening to St. James and Harper on WNIC.
Guten Morgen, Dagmar Lehm here.
Dino Day.
Keith Lowe with you from now until 10 o'clock this morning.
This is Paul Johnson. Enjoy the music along with you here at 96 FM.
The Motor City!
It's 8 a.m. in the Renaissance Center, and I'm Ted Anthony.
The prestige position in the Motor City, call that because it's home to the corporate headquarters of the major auto manufacturers in the U.S., is, as it is in most markets, morning drive. In mornings, Detroit is home to some of the best radio in North America. The city has been noted as being perhaps the most aggressive cutthroat market anywhere, causing one programmer, who asked not to be identified, to remark that it would be a vacation to work in Los Angeles.
Rupert Holmes and him here at 7:33 on WJR Detroit. I'm J.P. McCarthy. Northville Downs wants you to come on out and enjoy harness racing Monday through Saturday at 8 o'clock now through April 5th at Northville Downs. Let's talk some sports now, brought to you this morning by Melody Farms. Try all of the mellow, delicious dairy products from Melody Farms. Tiger hitting was right last night down at the Marchant Stadium in Lakeland. Tigers beat the Baltimore Orioles 7-3. Good night for Steve Kemp, who drove in five runs with a home run and a double. And a good night for the rookie center fielder, whose picture is on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week, Kirk Gibson. He had 3-for-3 and stole a base. And that kind of stuff must cheer Tiger manager George Sparky Anderson. Correct?
Well, it does, J.P., especially he hasn't been able to play all spring, you know, with that finger. And it's still sore, there's no question about it.
Motor City Mornings will not attempt to provide an all-inclusive listen to Detroit's morning dial, but rather an overview of those stations most prominent on the listener's car and kitchen radios.
Jack last night wasn't as sharp, J.P., as he's been in the last...
Clear Channel 50,000-watt WJR is probably one of the last North American radio stations to utilize the early radio technique of block programming. Its reward, a number one rated slot for its MOR music and personalities. WJR is home to Detroit Tigers baseball, football, and other major professional sports franchises in town. Many Detroiters couldn't see greeting their day without the man who has dominated the Detroit morning dial for over 15 years. Joseph Priestley McCarthy, J.P. McCarthy to his listeners, is the Motor City's main wake-up man, capturing almost 20%, a full fifth of the available audience. He's well rewarded monetarily, and J.P. modestly admits that WJR's 50,000-watt signal gives him a built-in audience as far away as Cleveland. A feature on J.P. appears in the accompanying newsletter, so as we join WJR...
Everybody back in our lineup, and now we're starting to... to get our people ready.
Okay, I will see you this weekend down in Lakeland.
Okay, JP.
Thanks, Sparky.
All right.
Give my best to Dave Rosema.
I sure will.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
George Sparky Anderson, manager of the Tigers, here at 23 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. Try Melody Farms all-natural ice cream special. Chocolate almond mousse.
Mind if I jog along with you?
A jogging bang?
And talking.
Oh.
I mean, I figure I gotta be pretty quick to chase Manhattan.
Oh, City. Watch out for the stop.
Sign. City National Bank. The talking bank means business. Member FDIC.
Peaches and Herb, reunited from a year ago or so, here at 14 minutes before 8 o'clock on WJR in Detroit. Now Sillers from the WJR Weather Center, smiling and looking at sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Spring-like signs.
much better today, certainly. The cloudiness, a lot of it has given way. There's still some cloudiness around the area, especially along the extreme eastern edge. On the hour, 35 degrees downtown, 29 now at Metro. Joe?
Okay. Thank you, Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan Emergency Patrol says that northbound Fisher, I-75 on the Rouge River Bridge, there's a stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane, so be careful. In the southbound Southfield at the Schoolcraft exit, the right lane partially blocked by an abandoned car. That is still a problem, and traffic is backed up about a half a mile.
Renaissance Center proudly announces a spectacular third anniversary celebration. Get in on the rebirth of downtown Detroit. That's the Renaissance spirit.
Susan B. Anthony dies hard. She may be down, but she is not out. According to a U.S. Treasury official who admits that the mint is ending, Susan B. Anthony dollars for the time being. However, the spokesman says that it will be back, so there is no need for coin collectors to hoard them for future numismatic value. Although the same spokesman admitted that the Anthony dollar has been largely ignored by the public. He would not speculate when the Anthonys would be minted again, but emphasized that the Anthony would be back, I suppose, like the proverbial bad penny.
Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. And it landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say, I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at war today.
Noel Murphy in the Bricklayer's Song here at 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Eastbound Jeffrey's Ice 96 ramp to eastbound Ford. Left lane of the ramp is blocked by a disabled car. Ernie terrorized his school through violence and vandalism. Right now the question is, could he handle the challenge of someone who refused to fight back? Don't miss Chicken, starring Jackie Earle Haley and Lee Terry. Chicken is a dramatic Capital Cities TV2 family special airing this Friday night at 8 p.m., see Chicken on your TV, too. And this message was brought to you by WJR and Capital Cities Television Productions. This is radio, let me assure you. And last week was the beginning of the end for easy credit. And this week, Newsweek magazine reports the effect of the new credit crunch on banks who must lend to stay in business, on industry that must borrow to operate, and on consumers who must borrow to live. Newsweek evaluates President Carter's latest program to stop inflation, also reveals what kinds of businesses are flourishing because of inflation. The credit crunch is on, and the effect it will have on your lifestyle and your future is Newsweek's cover story this week. Remember, nobody gives you the week like Newsweek. See, our losers of the day may well be smokers, a dying breed, you should excuse the expression, because in the paper this morning in the Free Press, there's a story out of Boston that for the first time researchers have shown that working in a room full of smokers is harmful to non-smokers because the fume-filled air damages the tiny air tubes and sacs in their lungs. The study, which was made public on Wednesday, is the first scientific paper to conclude what non-smokers have been saying for years, that they don't want to be exposed to cigarette smoke because it may hurt them. And it's expected to have important impact on the war already being waged by non-smokers against smokers in smoking in public places, restaurants, airplanes, etc. Our loser of the day, smokers. We are a dying breed, and it's time to quit. Terrific, though, if somebody came out with a study soon that actually showed that smoking was good for you. On the focus show, today at 12:15, we'll talk about the high cost of professional athletes and also the apparently impending baseball strike with Detroit sports attorney Robert Fenton. We'll also meet the chief of staff at Harper Hospital, Dr. Robert Black. We'll talk to still another author of still another how-to in book. This one is called, are you ready? How to Beat Inflation. Trouble is, it may be too late. I'm J.P. McCarthy. Stay tuned for the 8 o'clock report coming right up. See you with more of this at 8:15. Want a full-size diesel wagon?
This is America's great radio station, WJR Detroit, Radio 76. It's 8 o'clock, Farmer Jack's savings time. Time to save on USDA Choice Beef Blade Cut Chuck Roast. Only $1.19 a pound at Farmer Jack.
Good morning, I'm Scott Kilgore, WJR News. Another compromise on a proposed Detroit subway faces...
The biggest threat to JP's domination of the morning dial comes from across the river. 50,000 watt CKLW from Windsor sends the Dick Purton morning entourage of characters well into the Detroit market, as well as Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Ontario. Under new President Chuck Kemrew, CKLW has taken a firm aim at Detroit's adult audience, leaving top 40 behind but not forgotten. CKLW is probably the only significant Canadian signal on Detroit's crowded dial, and thanks to recently hired Dick Purton, who was also featured on Canada 79, CK will undoubtedly continue to remain a potent force in the ratings. With producer Tom Ryan, the Dick Purton Show offers an entertaining mixture of drop-ins, character voices done by Tom Ryan seated next to Purton, and of course, Purton's famous put-on calls. Though only on CKLW a few years now, Purton is an established Detroit radio personality, having polished his act with Tom Ryan at former rocker WXYZ. The Aircheck Factory hopes to be including the Purton Ryan act on an upcoming profile, Major Market Morning Men.
I'm Keith Radford, CKLW News and Information. Now, more music with Dick Purton.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Yeah, that is James Leroy and A Touch of Magic, the name of that. Mostly cloudy, chance of thunder showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. High both days, 70. Low tonight, 60. It's 52 right now, 11 Celsius. Around the area, 55 in Pontiac. City Airport is 52. They report mostly sunny skies. Lansing, mostly sunny in 54. Flint, partly sunny in 52. Cleveland, partly cloudy in 55. 55 in Toledo and partly cloudy. And officially, again, it's 52, 11 Celsius at CKLW. If your nonprofit organization has a message of public interest you'd like aired, send it to CKLW Public Service, Box 8, Detroit, or Box 480, Windsor.
That reminds me, you know, Sackowitz is having a sale this coming week.
Well, fine, Sam, but this is not public service, of course. You pay
you
for
said
your
nonprofit.
Well, I know I said that.
Things
sure
have not been going too well at the store.
Not sure you qualify, though. Well, what is your message? What is it you wanted to say?
I just want people to come out and visit, you know, Sackowitz department stores with three big locations, plenty of free parking, open nights till 9, no refunds, and use our handy-dandy layaway plan. Remember, if it's in stock, we got it. I also want you Canadian listeners to know that Sackowitz is thinking of opening up a Canadian outlet store here in Windsor.
Really?
Where we'll have goods from A to Z.
Fine, fine, good. Okay, fine, Sam. Thanks, thanks.
That's
anyway,
okay,
yeah, okay.
Go.
Well, it's 16 to 8.
I am the slashing blizzards of the Alaskan tundra.
7:45, Farmer Jack Savings Time. This week, save on Rath, Herod, Pesky, Armor, Bacon sale. 12-ounce package is only 88 cents at Farmer Jack. Okay, gang, time now for the continuing adventures of the Dick Purton Little Theater Players and the adventures of the Woe Boys. There's the sound, kids, that tells you it's time to hold on to your seats and get ready for another adventure of the Old West's roughest, toughest gang, the Woe Boys. It's the Woe Boys, the gang that couldn't sit straight, riding right out of the Old West and right into your radios. It's the whole gang, Duke, Cookie, Billy Boy, Crazy Eddie, and Rooster, galloping down the trail of truth, justice, and wholesome fun.
Let me say this, boys. Here we are on the Lone Prairie. What are we gonna do now?
I tell you, Duke, let's ride over to Dry Gulch.
Well, here we are at Dry Gulch. What are we gonna do?
I tell you what, Duke. Let's ride over to the Long Branch.
Well, all right. We're in front of the Long Branch. Now what are we going to do?
Well, I tell you, Duke, let's ride into the Long Branch for a drink.
Hey, barkeep, 5 beers for the Whoa Boys, and hurry up.
Hold your horses.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you. Where's old Kitty at? Sweetest girl in Dodge City.
She's in the room at the top of the stairs.
Well, let's go, boys.
Okay.
Surprise, boys! If it isn't the Whoa Boys, the gang that rides everywhere together. How'd y'all get in my room?
Well, we just rode through the door there, Miss Kitty.
Well, your horses are making a mess of my floor. Oh, woe is me.
Miss Kitty, I kind of hate to ask you this, ma'am, but...
Go on.
Can you tell me where the...
Come on.
Miss Kitty, I haven't been off this here horse here for about 6 days now, and, you know, it gets kind of dry out there in the desert.
All right.
There's quite a bit of water, and...
I know what you're trying to get at. It's downstairs, the second door to your right.
Okay, boys, let's ride!
Look at here, Duke. There's something you don't see much in the Old West.
Well, what's that, Cookie?
Pay toilets.
Well, there it is, kids. Another adventure that kept you holding on to your seats. Another story of the Whoa Boys. And as the sun sets on the old horizon and dusk comes to Dodge City once again, we hear the sounds of the Old West.
You know, we get the Whoa Girls. We're Mary Young there. We'll get the Democrats for sure.
Well, here it is. What do you think?
Makes me hungry. Had lunch?
You buying?
Kenny Rogers, she believes in me. The name of this, mostly cloudy, chance of thunder showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. High both days, 70. Low tonight, 60. Cleveland, 55. Toledo, 55. City Airport, 52 degrees. Pontiac, 55. Mostly sunny skies in some areas.
I stay out late at night and play my song.
Lovely thing called She Believes in Me. Kenny Rogers on a mostly cloudy day with a high of 70. Even though we have a lot of sun in some areas, that's the forecast. You have to be confident when your eyes are concerned. That's why you should go to Tuckerman Optical. We get two pair of eyeglasses out there. You get two pair and get 20% off the second pair, and they have a year's guarantee against breakage. Imagine that. They've got new low prices for soft contacts, too. One pair, only $150. The eye examination is included in the cost, plus checkups and visits for a whole year. All included in the cost. They get evening hours. They make it convenient for after-work eye examinations. And if you're into hard contacts, you can get them at Tuckerman Optical for only $99. Sam Sakowicz is still with us. Sam, you considered opening up an optical shop at...
Well, I thought about it, Dick, but I just can't see my way through to do that.
You can't do it. Well, you know, you got to have a specialist.
You got to hire an ophthalmologist to come in there and, one at each store, and it's just an expensive problem if you're going to do it correctly.
So if you're going to go to get your eyes examined, in other words, go to a specialist.
I know the Tuckerman brothers, and they do a fine job.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fine, fine, okay. Probably members of the same country club, I imagine.
The guys that come over the golf with me occasionally with the real thick glasses. You've seen them, perhaps?
You'll like the way they take care of you at Tuckerman. They're professionals. Tuckerman, up to
go. Yes, we were.
Burlington Center, Dearborn, 12 Oaks Mall, Novi, Lakeside Mall, Sterling Heights, Northland and Eastland Mall. No, but Sundays, eye examinations. I don't mean to laugh. Pardon me. At Fairlane and 12 Oaks Mall. Tuckerman Optical. Ask someone who's been there. Doctor, if we can only find one. Dr. Gary Cohen is your optometrist. Okay, high of 70, mostly cloudy, chance of thunder showers today, tonight, and tomorrow.
America in the 1920s, the age of one.
Morning, CK.
This is Vic Turkman.
Yes, it is, huh?
I wanted to tell you about our convention. Can I do that?
Sure, go ahead.
We're having a Michigan Twins convention, and
how
the convention's going to be held in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's going to be the June the 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it's a lot of fun, and we wanted to have all of our twin friends and relatives and anybody that wants to come down to join this convention and have a good time. It's a family get-together.
What were the dates again?
June the 22nd, 3rd, and 4th.
This is a twin convention?
Yeah, twin convention.
And where will it be held?
In Grand Rapids, June the 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
How much does it cost?
Well, for the members, for the anybody under 18 is $1.50, and over 18 is $3, and then whatever it costs to just come to the convention, we're going to have a pizza party, sing-along, in one of the sing-along restaurants.
Oh, what kind of party?
Pizza party.
Thank you.
Yeah, pizza party. It's really good. And then on Sunday, we usually have a group picture of twins. And then after that,
what?
We have a judging contest for most alike and least alike in different age categories.
What kind of picture?
A twin picture.
Oh.
It's really good.
Listen, gotta go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Of all imported beers, only one could be number one. And that one is the one and only Heineken.
No wonder it's number one. CK, good morning.
When are you going to play that Cat the Two the new shoes again?
Well, we had that on yesterday.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in a week or so.
Oh, that's the most fantastic one you ever did.
You never heard that before?
Never heard it before.
Is that right?
See, I'm in a big band, and we play that. Matter of fact, we're playing Monroe tonight.
Oh, yeah.
When we start playing it, I won't be able to play.
Yeah, well, that's a song that we wrote. And the funny thing is, that song has been picked up by a couple of guys. Bobby Vinton sings that song in his act, I'm told now.
Really?
Yeah, with our words. Really.
Our word, we used the music Chattanooga Choo Choo, but wrote new words to it. But he picked up our song and is using it as act without permission. Where's my lawyer?
You're not getting your
lawyer. All right, here at the Sakura School of Law on the fourth floor of our Handy Sandy three locations.
Handy Dandy three locations. Fine. Well, maybe we could sue him, I think, Sam.
We can sue anyone.
And we probably will, as a matter of fact.
Or we can be sued by anyone.
All right, have a good day, sir.
Okay, good enough. Bye.
You can cash in on super tight-fisted savings at every Chatham store. The Inflation Fighter.
All right, now the song, Pardon Me, Roy, Is That the Cat That Chewed Your New Shoes, is based on a joke. And here is Lou with the joke.
Well, it seems that one day, Dale Evans gave Roy Rogers a brand new pair of cowboy boots. Roy then went out and got on Trigger and went for a ride up in the mountains. And while he was up there for a while, then he came back down to the ranch, and he didn't have his new cowboy boots on. And Dale said, "Hey, Roy, what happened to your cowboy boots that I bought you?" And he said, "Well, I was up there in the mountains, and I got attacked by a mountain lion, and he ripped them off me." Well, Dale got really mad. She jumped on her horse. She ran up to the mountain.
Buttercup.
Yeah, Buttercup. And came back a little while later, dragging the mountain lion by the tail behind her. And then she got off her horse and picked up the mountain lion and said to Roy, "Pardon me, Roy, is this the cat that chewed your new shoes?"
Right, Lou, I wish, you know, we used that. Is that the cat that chewed you in the song?
"Pardon me, Roy, is that the cat that chewed your new shoes?"
Right. And thusly the song.
Chewed your new shoes, size number 9. They had the looking glass shine. Looks like you floored and gored the cat that chewed your new shoes. I fought him fair with just my shotgun to spare. Left the old Roy Rogers ranch about a quarter to four. Slipped into your new shoes by the old bunkhouse door. Then the cougar jumped ya, scratched you up and bumped ya, bit you up and tore you up and really thumped ya.
News and Talk in Detroit is a contest between WXYZ and All News WWJ. With the trend in popularity of News and Talk, WWJ has seen a resurgence in its ratings. News director Don Patrick and co-anchor Joe Donovan form a smooth-running morning news team supported by the Motor City's only traffic helicopter.
When you see news happening, give us a call on the WWJ Newsline, 298-NEWS. WWJ's Traffic Copter 95 with Captain Pat Bucks of the controls, brought to you this time by Bernie Hoos Chevrolet. How's the morning rush, Captain?
Joe, the morning rush has finally got a snag, and it's northbound Fisher Freeway for the skies of Detroit. I'm your captain, Pat Bucks, aboard Traffic Copter 95.
Look at the smile by a Bernie Hoots Chevy.
Not a car that's a year old already, but a sparkling new 1980 Chevetta Camaro. Bernie Hoots' top-selling Chevrolets. Get last year's prices on this year's top sellers right now at Bernie Hoots' top seller sale. We're doing it again, beating any deal from any dealer, period.
Show off in a Chevy from Bernie Hoots Chevrolet.
Rashetton 15 Mile Road in Mount Clemens.
And if you are jetting out of Detroit today, some traveler's weather forecast for you. New York rain with a high of 58. Windy in Los Angeles, 72 for a high. Boston sunny and 50. Washington partly cloudy, 58 degrees. Chicago rain and 48. Rainy also in Cleveland and Atlanta. 55 in Cleveland. Atlanta's high 66. Have a nice flight.
Renaissance Center proudly announces a spectacular third anniversary celebration. On the rebirth of downtown Detroit. That's the Renaissance spirit.
And now, business prepared by the editors of the Wall Street Journal and brought to you by ATP, the computing company. Yesterday was a wild one on the silver market, and the turmoil spread to other commodities markets as well as the stock, bond, and money markets. But things seem to be settling down a bit this morning.
When the Outlook Company of Rhode Island, owners of the Detroit clothing chain, took control of WQRS, an FM outlet, classical music devotees in Detroit feared a finish for the format. While WQRS is the Motor City's only commercial classical station, with competition coming from Wayne State's WDET, the city's national public radio outlet, WWOM from the University of Michigan, and Windsor's CBE-FM. Newly arrived WQRS GM Lee Hansen has contended that the WQRS format is there to stay.
Stay tuned now for music as scheduled in our WQRS guide.
Album Rock in Detroit has four outlets, all on FM. Outside of the Motor City, the radio industry has marveled that even a city that calls itself the home of rock and roll can adequately support such a number. Contenders for the Album Rock audience are WRIF, WWWW, better known as W4 to Detroit, WNIC, and WABX. In addition, CJOM-FM from neighboring Windsor puts in a powerful 84,000-watt signal with Album Rock. Detroit's WABX is somewhat of a legend. The station was, like Chicago's old WOPA-FM, later WGLD, San Francisco's KOIT, and New York's WNEW-FM, one of the original underground stations that later evolved into progressive rock and today, Album Rock.
Gentlemen, you're listening to the radio.
Sometime. Not all the things that are bad that you have to come up with, but just all the things that you do have and you don't have to come up with, and everything will be all right as long as you concentrate on the positives. We try to do that here at WABX, and you portray that along to you at 25 minutes before 8. Bill Scott here with the Pistons score. Now, say what you will, think what you will, but it was a hard-playing team, I guess. They lost their final try at being one anyway, and that was to San Antonio, too. That's where they had the Alamo. Remember that? Remember the Alamo? 144-124. Was Remember the Alamo for yesterday. That's all we have up to the moment, sports-wise, from WABX. We'll clear everything else up in reality, which happens in about 20 minutes or so, a little bit longer than that. John O'Leary, the afternoon drive-arrive, heavy happening, you might say, is got a quitting time concert. And John has not done his homework. So you're going to have to listen to WABX all day long to find out what is going to be on the Quitting Time concert tonight at 5:35. But it's always an hombre to be reckoned with. 1965 and, you might say a rock and roll attitude that was portrayed on early ABX is next.
Hey, Detroit. Ford. Get a tough truck, a great deal, and $500 back from Ford.
I gotta dump that Firebird somehow. 22 minutes before 8 o'clock, if I haven't given the time. You know Jerry Lubin.
If you skip lunch, you miss the mutants answering Jerry Lubin's question with a question.
The mutants are prime exponents of what they refer to as Clemma Rock, and I think that people are clamoring for an explanation of Clemma. Would you care to...
Are they really clamoring, Jerry?
For Clemma?
On the phone. I mean, really?
Why not?
Lunch with Lubin, weekday afternoons at 12 o'clock on WABX.
That's how some of the hip phrases get started right here, with Jerry Lubin and his spoonerizations, Clemma, Clemma Rock, New Wave, things like that. Well, if you were to use, quote, unquote, New Wave as an example of rock and roll, this is what you would call early wave, because here's some of the first stuff. It came out in 1965, Detroit hit by the 13th floor elevators. You're sure gonna miss me. WABX, remember.
Las Babies from Union Jack's their new album, Midnight Rendezvous, the tune on W4, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock, Thursday morning. One more day left in the week, and then we're into that weekend. Pink Floyd in there, The Wall, Brick in the Wall Part 2, and some Foghat from their most recent LP, Boogie Motel. Hot today is going to be just about 50 degrees, the upper 40s certainly. Tonight down in the mid-30s, currently 30 degrees. Be cloudy all day long. Every weekday afternoon about 1 o'clock, we give you music news here at W4, tell you what album might be coming out soon, what band you can expect to be touring, and that kind of information, rock and roll news for you. And Peter Werby will be doing that today, about 10 minutes or so after 1 o'clock. Music news weekdays at 1 o'clock here on W4.
Really going out with Adel?
Here come the rats. A Brass Ring production.
Sunday, that's this Sunday, noon to 6 p.m., everybody gets free. That's right, free parking for the Detroit Light Guard Armory indoor motorcycle swap meet. See you there.
About 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, slamming down some coffee with you this morning. Greg St. James is my name. Hope you're doing all right. Take a few suggestions if you'd like to call them in. Debbie Beller in the News Magazine will be along in a couple of minutes. This is Rod Stewart on W4.
WNIC's morning team of Jerry St. James and Jim Harper, since being teamed, has been winning top spot in the album rock battle with a softer rock approach and a collection of zanies a la Purton. The duo recently took their two-man talents and, a la Steve Dahl, broadcast live from the lobby of Dearborn's Hyatt Regency Hotel, giving free rolls and coffee to the audience. To date, former Detroiter Steve Dahl has not made it back to Detroit via satellite. It was under Jim Harper, however, at W4 that Steve Dahl learned his trade.
WNIC, FM 100 and AM 13, going to dance my life away, Leo Sayer.
Mm-hmm.
14 away from 7.
Well, I guess it's about time we do this. We haven't had a chance to do this on the show here in a couple of weeks, I guess. We call it mystery music. You call it what you like, and the way it works is this, all right? We're going to play an instrumental portion of an old record for you. All you have to do is give us the exact title and the exact artist, and you win.
Yeah, we have a real nice prize for you, too. And Russ, are you all set to play just a couple seconds of this?
You have to listen up here, folks. Now, this was a very, very popular tune. We're not playing anything off the wall. Okay?
Oh, this isn't anything bizarre.
This was probably, well, it definitely was a top 10 record, wouldn't you say?
Especially here.
Yeah, especially here. So that should be a little clue for you here. So are you set, Russ?
Why don't we let it roll, Russ?
All right, listen up, folks, because here we go.
Okay.
That was it right there. Grab the phone and call us. If you think you know what it is, what number are we going to use?
582-6666. If you want to try out the mystery music here this morning on the St. James and Harper Show on WNIC. Hi, WNIC. Are you calling for mystery music?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Irvin Gaye, I'll be doggone.
There you go.
Got it. All right. Who is this calling here?
Glenn Merrifield from Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Glenn, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good. You got it right on the nose here. Somebody else had the title right, but the artist wrong, but you got it.
Motown fan.
Oh, yeah?
65.
All right, Glenn. Well, you've just got St. James and Harper in mystery music, and now, Glenn, with that grand prize selected especially for you all the way out there in Ann Arbor town. Jim, tell him what he's won.
I'd be glad to, Jer. Glenn, we have for you prize package number 202 from the Jim and Jer Show. You've heard of computer baseball, computer hockey, computer soccer. Well, what we have for you is a brand-new Jim and Jer game called Computer Hickeys. All right, it comes with a battery from an AMC Jeep and a complete set of attachments that are illegal in the city of Ann Arbor. Computer Hickeys, serving lonely necks and horny people since 1975.
How's that, Glenn?
That's great.
All right, we're going to ship that right out to your house there.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what.
Hey, I'll give it to my girlfriend.
Okay.
What we really have for you is a gift certificate to go on over to Great Expectations and get a precision haircut.
All right, fine.
All right, okay. Hang on now, and we'll get the info we need, and congratulations.
All righty, thank you.
And thanks for listening to WNIC.
I've been
WNIC, FM 100, AM 13, from a long, long time ago. Marvin Gaye and I'll Be Doggone on WNIC, FM 100, AM 13. It's 7 away from 7, and we've got all kinds of news and traffic info coming up for you guys, so stay with us.
Available in most Sears retail stores.
All right, it's about 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Here with the first traffic report this morning is Freeway Annie, who was not here yesterday, and we told everybody, Ann, that, of course, you had a big exam that you couldn't miss out on. You don't know if you passed yet, right?
I don't know if I passed, but it was simple. It wasn't that tough, so I didn't do too bad on it. I don't think, I hope.
Well,
keep my fingers crossed.
We did tell everybody that you had the answers written on your slip.
Oh, no. That's a good idea, though.
That is a good idea. Jerry and I used to do that all the time in high school. What do you have for us?
Well, Jim, an early morning bowling alley fire on the border of Wyandotte and Taylor. That's the southbound I-75 at Eureka. This is Ann with the traffic on WNIC, FM 100 and AM 13.
Whether you're a high school student, you'll find that Mary Grove is the place for you.
All righty, it's 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Now, Dick Buller joins us once again with news and information. Tigers won another one. Dave Rosemer's the man today, right?
How about that, huh?
Whoa.
Looking better down there in Lakeland.
Yeah, I think we are going to have a
good
season.
That's the first game they won at their home field, so that's a good omen, I guess.
Good omen, definitely. All right, what do you have for us this morning?
Jim, Detroit City officials are considering a complicated financing scheme that involves borrowing up to $1 million in city funds to start construction of that Cadillac Center shopping mall in downtown Detroit. Detroit Metro temperature at WNIC and AM 13, 39 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Well, I can tell Dick is happy because Dick writes our weather for us and makes a copy for you and a copy for me.
That's right.
Usually up top it says Detroit area weather, and then it goes into the forecast, which is it does today. And then in parentheses it says next to it, it's spring, tra-la-la-la. Isn't that nice?
Did you really put that on here, Dick?
Yes.
You really did.
I thought that would be a nice touch.
He's into it. He's really into it.
It's officially spring now. It arrived either at 6:01 or 6:10. We don't know which one. But it is here for sure.
By now it is here. What is that on your shirt there? What are those little horses' heads, or what are those little things?
No, those are little flowers.
Little flowers.
Spring, right?
Oh, well, you're in trouble because he is here. We see the pink Dodge Dart in the parking lot.
It.
All right, Dick, we'll check back in a couple of minutes here, all right?
Talk about setting yourself up.
Yeah, really, you're in for it now, Bill, all right?
Why don't we tell him who we are and where we are?
It would be a pleasure. You're listening to St. James and Harper on WNIC Dearborn.
WNIC FM Dearborn, Detroit. It is 7 o'clock.
You're a rich girl. Oh, you're a rich, rich girl, yeah.
WNIC FM 100 and AM 13, top of the morning to you all. This is the St. James and Harper radio program, and it's real nice to have you with us here on the first day of spring, 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, 39 degrees outside of the water tower at AMU here. Well, love's in bloom, and Laura has 5 suitors from which to choose. Join the guessing game tonight at 10 when WNIC AM 13 presents For the Love of Laura. On the Mutual Radio Theater. All right, that's coming up on the program tonight.
What's so funny?
For the Love of Laura is the name. I love the titles on the Mutual Radio Theater. And For the Love of Laura is the title.
Is tonight the mystery one or the comedy one?
I don't know. Tonight is the love one, I think. It says here, Love's in Bloom. And Laura is trying to choose between 5 guys. Didn't we see a movie at a stag party once about that?
Yeah, that was from the Man in Black Socks series.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock.
It's my turn to answer the phone.
Oh, all right.
Well, may I?
Please, go right ahead.
Okay, we have to be even and democratic about this.
All right, Russ says it's line 3. All right, let's try it here.
Good morning, WNIC.
Good morning.
Hello.
I was just wondering how Jerry was doing on his diet. Since today is the first day of spring and the official, you've only got 3 months to get in your bathing suit day.
Well, let me try to answer this for a second here.
Okay.
Jerry, you want to stand up?
Yes, hang on a second while I stand up. Hang on.
Now turn sideways. Can you see Jerry?
No, where'd he go?
There you go. There's your answer.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate it very much.
That's great. The other day I called and talked to sexy Mike Bradley, and he's going to be at the Hyatt with you.
Yeah, he told you that, did he?
He did, huh?
He probably also told you that he's the one who writes all the jokes.
Probably the one that told you that he takes care of all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and that Jim and I are just puppets. Right?
That's what he said.
Yeah, he probably also told you that he really is the only really romantic one of the bunch.
That's what he said.
Well, let me ask you one other thing. Did he also tell you that we're getting a new producer next week?
No, he forgot to mention that.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling. We'll see you next week at the Hyatt.
See you at the Hyatt.
If you're looking for a legitimate hi-fi sale, the Gramophone, 1560 South Woodward, Birmingham.
Oh, my stuffy nose, my head.
Little Caesar's 20th anniversary pizza to go sweepstakes.
Men's Britannia jeans are now 20% off regular prices during the Gap special value sale, but hurry.
You can fall into one of the 14 Detroit area Gap locations, including Briarwood Mall in Ann Arbor and Livonia Mall.
All righty, it's 8 minutes now, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock on the way into work, and Freeway Annie, as Jim said, is back with us after one day of absence, taking a final exam, and she's got some traffic. How are you this morning, Annie?
Oh, I'm fine, Jerry. How are you?
Good. We missed you yesterday. We really did.
Thank you. I missed you.
And nobody to make fun of. Nobody to turn to and say, hey, get that out.
I'll tell you what, though. Yesterday, in honor of your absence, Mike was well aware that we would be missing you.
Uh-huh.
So
mm-hmm.
He did come in here with shaved legs.
Yeah, he really was kind of a fun date, actually.
What do you have, Ann?
Well, Jim, traffic on the southbound Fisher at Eureka is not at its best right now. This is Ann with the traffic on WNIC FM 100 and AM 13.
Well, it is quite apparent that our family is back together here intact. Michael is here, Russ is here, Dick Buller is here, Billy is here, Annie is back, and of course we're here. So, Russ is, you got that record ready, Russ? Okay, this is in honor of us all being together on WNIC.
Detroit's inspirational stations, as they prefer to be called, do not rely on ARB's book, perhaps being guided by their own good book. The audiences are, to say the least, faithful.
If anyone asks you, tell them your favorite radio station is WBFG Detroit.
31 ethnic shows are sported by WMZK. The shows represent Detroit's still present melting pot population. Good Morning World begins weekdays at 6 a.m., and Polish-American host Johnny Sadrach and Jim Stasovich's Friday Russian programs are among the standouts.
You are listening to the Station of the Nations, WMZK Detroit, 98 on your FM dial. Our program is called Deutsche Funkbrücke, an American-German language show. Guten Morgen, Dagmar Lehm here.
Cowboy baseball team owner Gene Autry must be smiling about the success of his WCXI. PD Bill Ford saw the 50,000-watt powerhouse jump three ratings points recently. Since the departure of WDEE from the country scene, WCXI's only country competition comes from a nearby Ypsilanti, Michigan AMer, WSDS, and Windsor's CKLW-FM.
High tomorrow, mid to upper 40s. It's now 26 in Pontiac, 32 at City Airport, and 30 at Metro. This is Bruce Anderson, WCXI News, a service of Gene Autry's Golden West Broadcasters. Now more of Detroit's best country with Nino Day.
WCXI's morning man, Dino Day, is considered by some industry country leaders to be the finest country DJ in North America.
Do you like it? It's called a two-story house. I keep thinking of it's a house with two floors on it, but it's just got two different stories in the same house. I think that's a close enough. Southbound Lodge in Chicago, stall car partially blocking the right lane. Well, that Don House, something, ain't he? He's got a, his luck is turning better, though. A few years ago, I remember, what station did he come from, WWJ?
You name it.
He's worked there. And Don Howe, I remember, a couple years ago, he was down in his luck. I mean, everything he touched just crumbled. And I remember that year was the year he went to a Halloween party dressed as the Titanic. On the way home, he was run over by an ice truck. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, Farmer Jack savings time. Time to save on lean and meaty spare ribs, only 87 cents a pound at Farmer Jack.
One, two, five. Limit Road and Kelly Grove.
Whether it's a vitamin or a birth control or a prescription or whatever, or Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pills, Ray Stevens. And Ray Stevens is going to be our special guest of now of Shriners Convention fame. We're making a call to Uncle Dino this morning about 9:30, so hope you'll be around. Take your pill. That's Ray Stevens and WCXI. And now he is known for, he has a lot of crazy songs, and he's a crazy guy, and he writes a lot of that crazy stuff, and one of the few people I've never seen in person, I'll admit it to him. Today we talked to him, hopefully around 9:30. You got Uncle Dino in the morning on Country 11 at 7:14.
We're dressing up our clothes.
Well, if I told you what team, it'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it, Al? At 7:15, there was a big argument down at Lafferty's yesterday at lunch, and there's no fight. It was just an argument about who was the highest paid football quarterback. And I had to run in and find some information here. As close as we can come is, it is not Terry Bradshaw at all. As a matter of fact, he is not the best paid quarterback in the NFL. He is simply number six, followed by Archie Manning and Dan Pastorini and Ken Stabler. They're all at $282,000. Burt Jones, $270,000. Bradshaw earns $260,000. Bradshaw and Purton, huh? Real close. All right, I wonder where I'd rank. I'll probably upper third or the bottom 1,000. Give me a Hank Thompson. Some rinky-tink piano and some barroom music.
I hear the South calling me.
I hear the South calling me. You know what the South is saying? Come on down, it's almost planting time here. Good morning.
Hi. I have a request.
What? What? Wake up, lady. You sound like you got sleep in your eyes.
Oh, yeah, I just woke up. See, I call you. You're the first person I talk to every morning when I do call.
I've got to get you up, honey. Turn your radio up right now.
You got a nice, sexy voice, Dino.
Turn it up. Turn your radio up. Turn your radio up. Okay, now let's get this lady going. All right, work time, honey. Hop out of there.
You know, this is my last day. I'm going to Florida tonight, so I don't mind.
Well, I hate people get a chance to go to Florida. You remember, I'm going on vacation, next vacation.
Yeah.
I'm going up there to Wolverton Mountain.
Detroit's nearly 1 million black population is served by four stations. WLBS, owned by the same group that owns New York City's famous WBLS.
Once again, the group is called Stradivarius. And I've got your love. This is 102.7 FM, WLBS. Once again, cloudy skies today. A good chance of rain this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. And high today around 57. Low tonight of 40. High tomorrow near 60. Keith Bell with you from now until 10 o'clock this morning. At 10 o'clock, it's Pat Edwards. It's Friday, folks. Britt Wilson at 3 this afternoon.
WGPR on FM.
WGPR moves right along. I'm giving you good music. Jaycee's with you until 10 on this Saturday. Rainy Saturday, 38 degrees and 9 before 8. This is Herbie Hancock from the LP Monster. You've got stars in your eyes.
And WCHB.
WCHB Inkster, now giving more power to the people.
The city's most popular black outlet is an echo of Motown past with a bent towards a more adult orientation. We never entered the disco battlefield, said P.D. Tom Collins, because nobody can tap dance 24 hours a day.
Music is your best entertainment value.
It's 839 WKLB. We've got Ricky James.
You at WJLB, a 14-carat Salad Sound station in the Motor City. It's going to be partly cloudy and mild today, high around 47. Low tonight's going to be 35. Right now in Detroit, it's sunny, 32 degrees and 0 Celsius. At your 14-carat Salad Sound station, JLB.
Detroit is sunny, 32 degrees, 0 Celsius in the Motor City. Oh, great day. I think I'll go sit on the curb outside, do a little eyeballing. It's going to be a great day for it. Anybody want to join me? Call me, let me know.
WJRFM's PD Steve Van Port likes to think of his station as an alternative to everything else on the dial.
At 712, this is Paul Johnson, and join the music along with you here at 96 FM. WJRFM.
And the format worked so well in the Motor City that WWJ-FM entered the race.
Something beautiful to turn to. FM 97. WWJ-FM, Detroit.
When CKLW aimed for a more adult audience under new president Chuck Camru, WDRQ-FM stepped in, shedding its disco trappings for a more maximum appeal.
FM 93 WDRQ 820.
29 with Charlie Dore.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Good morning, 8:33 right now. An MEP report, southbound Lodge, US 10 over Ford I-94. Center lane is blocked by a stalled car. If you're out there, be advised, peaches and herb.
I wasn't cool to ever leave your side.
FM 93 WDRQ, 837, and a little more information from MEP right now. Westbound I-96 Ruther, DeQuinder, a truck is on fire out there. And, of course, out there at southbound Lodge over by Ford I-84, the center lane being blocked by a stalled car. If you're out there at both of them, watch out.
People are talking on Sire Records, marketed by Warner Brothers.
Available at all Music Stop locations. And don't miss Pretenders April 30th at the Motor City Roller Rink.
Now through Saturday, the sale is over.
8:38 right now, FM 93 weather. Mostly cloudy, chance of afternoon showers today. High around 54. Cloudy and a chance of rain tomorrow. Low tonight around 40. Tomorrow's high around 55. Right now, cloudy and 38 at FM 93.
And WHND offers oldies.
Honey 56, everybody's somebody's fool. Connie Francis, 904. From all oldies for the Motor City, Honey 56, good morning. Frankie Avalon.
With WOMC on FM offering easy listening.
Well, hang in there. First thing you know, it's going to be Friday. Tomorrow, Thursday today, of course. Thursday does come, yes. MA in the AM, Mark Avery, 9 before 7 from OMC. Bob Bean will check the news. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
As does WMJC.
Magic 95, WMJC. Jonathan Kelly, 11 after 7 o'clock. If this is your birthday, you share it with a couple of famous folks. Band leader Paul Whiteman was born on this date, oh, back in 1891 or so. Edmund Muskie, the senator, is 66 today. Ken Howard is 36. Charlie McCoy is 39. And Rick Barry is 36 today, too. Stan Fogelberg with Longer.
Although one of its more recognizable voices, morning host Candy Shannon, recently departed the Motor City for Washington, D.C., the element that sells WJZZ is, if you can't tell by the call letters, jazz. WJZZ broadcasts many facets of jazz, and although P.D. Dorian Pastor admits that trying to satisfy both jazz devotees and jazz rock fans is a continuing struggle, the station has had a solid audience core. The black-owned station sounds black, but appeals to a different audience segment. An interesting note is that WJZZ is the only jazz-formatted station in North America to get a rating higher than 3 in almost 2 years.
WJZZ rated 105.9 FM. Music once again from the guest artist of the week, Kenny Burrell, with Both Feet on the Ground, the title track and the title of the tune there. 844 from Detroit's Jazz Radio, WJZZ. That's a goodie here. Ruth Brown, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis. Be anything, but be mine.
General Manager Victor Ives at WTWR firmly feels his 10-month-old foreground greatest hits rock station would be a year behind its current pace were it not for its call letters and location, high atop the Renaissance Center. Says Ives, I have a feeling that we're doing the same thing that giant MOR stations did in the 50s and 60s, playing the music of the last 20 years. He says that WTWR's music could be the MOR of the 80s, and its morning talent, Ted Anthony, whose extensive broadcast career includes stints in central Wisconsin, Dallas, Chicago's WCFL, and CKLW, where he did middays as Jack Anthony, today entertains Motor City's mornings on WTWR.
Well, somebody asked for something sounding very summery, and that, of course, from Greece. Summer Nights, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John on Tower 92, WTWR, with the greatest hits of all time. And, of course, the Beatles at the top of the hour from the top of the tower. And that's just going to continue, and we have so many fine Beatles songs coming up for you. And I know lots of people are looking forward to them. It's 11 minutes before 8 now, 11 before 8 in the morning. Mort Crims, one moment, please, coming up shortly. And then about 10 minutes after 8, in our comedy spot featuring Victor Borge, the Great Dane, live from a performance at the London Palladium. Well, when he was here, like. So be listening for that coming up around 20 minutes here on the tower. Here is a reminder for you. The, well, actually, the City of Detroit Department of Public Information has produced a new piece, Where to Park, which includes a map of municipal parking lots and garages. It is available, all right, it's available at Detroit's Visitor Information Center. Pick one up, and it may be very helpful to you.
Hey, Detroit. Ford, America's leader in total truck sales. Get a tough truck, a great deal, and $500 back from Ford.
I'm distressed to discover that the day of freewheeling garage and lawn sales may be ending. In fact, it already has in some communities where strict laws have been passed, either severely limiting or, worse, eliminating this American tradition. And maybe like dogs and cars, garage sales have to be regulated. Some limits have to be imposed, but I'd hate to see this modern-day equivalent of the old trading post legislated right into history. This is Mort Krim.
It's 8.5 minutes now before 8 o'clock in the morning. And up next here on Renaissance Radio, Charlie Dore and her song called Pilot of the Airwaves.
Tower 92 FM, pilot of the airwaves. Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Again, that was Charlie Dore and Pilot of the Airwaves.
Yes, here I am, Captain Radio.
5 minutes before 8. Here's one from America now on Tower 92 from 75. Lots of lonely people out there. Isn't that true?
This is where all lonely people thinking their life has passed them by. Don't give up until you keep on the silver cup. I'll never take you down or never give you up. I'll never know until you try.
Up next from 1967, Jay and the Techniques. Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, and Tower 92.
For the greatest hits of all time, for the Beatles, let it be Power 92 FM.
WTWR, Detroit, the Motor City.
It's 8 a.m. in the Renaissance Center, and I'm Ted Anthony.
So from the funniness of Dick Purton, the smoothness of J.P. McCarthy, and the outrageousness of Dino Day, the Motor City Dial has much to offer the morning listener. The Aircheck Factory thanks Scott Miller for his assistance in preparing Motor City Mornings. Sitting in for Keith Allen, I'm Ross Elliott.